This is WMUK's West Southwest Brief. I'm Earlene McMichael. Wendy Fields was sworn in last week as the new president of the Metropolitan Kalamazoo branch of the NAACP. She hadn't planned to run, but others insisted that she step forward.
I was sought out by community leaders, by pastors, by community members. People were hurting. I really am humbled. I mean, you do what you do, be it volunteer or giving back, because you care. I was really surprised, and for the reasons that they gave, you know, we trust you, we know you, we see you. Will you do it? But I have to be honest and tell you, it was not what I sought after, but I heard it and I had to go into prayer. God confirmed it for me.
Fields is hosting a public reception for the community to meet her and members of the new NAACP board at Western Michigan University's Fetzer Center at 6 p.m. on February 22nd.
My goal is to restore, rebuild relationships, to restore our integrity, to have people trust in us again, and believe that we are standing on the principles of what this organization was founded on. So that's one of the reasons why we're having a meet and greet, so that the community can come out and meet us and ask the questions and get reconnected to us.
I spoke with Fields about her background and her vision as the new NAACP leader. The extended version of the interview can be found at our website through the WMUK app and WMUK's West Southwest podcast from Apple iTunes and Google. Fields is taking over at a very sensitive time. 2.5 years ago, the local organization's respected president and Kalamazoo humanitarian Chuck Warfield died. A prominent pastor, Strick Strickland, was named interim president and later successfully ran for president. Strickland's term ended in December 2018. News outlets have reported that Michigan State Police is investigating Strickland for alleged sexual improprieties with teenagers. He has not been charged, and he has publicly denied the allegations. Fields says she wants to get back to the important work that the NAACP is known for. We start our conversation talking about the group's founding. The NAACP has a very long history. I believe this year, in 2019, it will be marking its 110th year of being around.
Absolutely. It's the oldest, longest, boldest civil rights organization in the history of the United States. And it has always been based on making things equal and equitable for particularly Black people, but also people of color. So that's what our main goal is. And with that, there are 6 game changers that we focus on no matter what. And so those areas are also the areas where we find the most inequity. And those would be our focus on economics, education, health, public safety, criminal justice, civil rights, voting rights, and youth and young adult engagement.
You have been involved with the NAACP for quite some time. You were most recently first vice president. Can you give a description of your local activism and your profession?
I worked for the Kalamazoo County government for 39 years, retired 5 years ago. I was a home visitation advocate for maternal infant health, and so the goal of that was to reduce infant mortality in Kalamazoo County because we have one of the highest infant mortality rates. And everything that I've done have been to advocate and work for the underserved, the underdog. And social justice has always been at the core of everything that I've done, working or volunteering for the Douglas, for my church. I also serve on the board of Hospice Care of Southwest Michigan.
Could you give us a glimpse of the agenda moving forward under your administration?
Well, what I hope to do is get us back on track. You know, I get a lot of calls about what the past has been under the leadership of our former president.
Is there some particular theme areas or programs that you envision will be a part of your administration?
I just mentioned earlier our game changers. So everything that we do will be around that. So health, and a big one for me is youth engagement. And we do have a youth chapter here on campus but it needs to have our support in the way that it has not had. And so, you know, we get the whole issue with education and there's health issues. So it will be centered around all of those things. I've appointed a couple very, 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 very talented people.
We are talking one day after the State of the Union address by our president. If you had to give your State of the Union of America, what would that be as it regards African-American people, people of color, and just all of us as citizens?
There are some things that have gotten better, but there are also some things that have gotten worse. And I'm a firm believer that education is key. And so when I think about having grown up here in Kalamazoo and in high school, there being Black history classes, those classes no longer exist. So what I see is, think the self-pride that was instilled in us at that time, and that was back in the 70s, I don't see the same thing happening here, even though there are some avenues, if you will, in which people can get that information. I would want to see our school system be more proactive in offering those same classes so that they have there. But it also has to start at home. And I don't believe that it's happening there in the same way that it did when I was growing up.
And also a new development with the NAACP. You have a new headquarters.
Thank God for Brother Sid Ellis.
Who is the new executive director at
the Douglas Community Association. Yes.
That's located on the northern end of Kalamazoo. What is it that you need from the community or could use from the community in terms of helping move the work of the NAACP forward? Are you looking for more members? Are you looking for funding? How can they support your work?
All of the above. Membership is the bloodline of the NAACP, and it is through membership that we operate and that we function. That's what drives and thrives and makes us who we are. And as you know, with increased numbers, there's increased power, there's increased revenue. So definitely numbers.
You can hear our interview with Wendy Fields again at WMUK.org through our app and WMUK's West Southwest podcast. You can subscribe through Apple iTunes and Google. For WMUK's West Southwest Brief, I'm Earlene McMichael.